This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they moved into a new apartment that was very haunted. From ghost cats to footsteps at night, it seemed like they were never alone.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you'd like access to everything ad-free and bonus episodes and all sorts of other extras for you, check out our page on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. You can even try it for 3 days free. And then you can get a monthly or a yearly subscription or patreon.com/realghoststories and check it out there as well. Ghostpodcast.com, still in existence. You can get your content on the website as well. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, I did it, and I know that we try not to date ourselves, but on this particular day of recording, it was this weekend that I watched The Deliverance on Netflix. Have you seen that?
The Deliverance on Netflix? No, I haven't.
What?
No.
With Glenn Close and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, the original?
No. This is based on a story that apparently happened in Gary, Indiana, about a house that was haunted or basically possessed by an evil spirit.
Oh, I've heard of this. Didn't Zach Bagans buy the house or something a while ago? Or
no, different thing. This house actually was demolished because nobody would live there. But it happened in 2011, 2014, 2016.
Okay.
This family was possessed. Kids were walking up the wall backwards and jumping over people and stuff like that. And Glenn Close is in it, and there's a very famous line in the promo that they keep showing.
Yeah.
It's a black family, except Glenn Close is not black, but she's laying in bed, and she comes back. The possessed child comes to this person as her mother, and the mother, I hope I can get away with saying this. You may have to buzz it out, but she's a possessed grandmother.
Uh-huh.
She got black eyes. She's got spiked teeth, and she says, "I can smell your nappy pussy." So, and that promo's all over the place. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I got the trailer here. Let's listen.
Okay.
Remember, before we get started, whatever it says to you, do not listen to it. It will play on your heart. It will play on your mind. My name is Apostle Bernice James. The other person present is Ebony Jackson, your mother. Father, we ask that you cleanse and sanctify us for this deliverance. Ebony, get back.
Inspired by a true story.
If you believe, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. You shall be saved. You shall be saved.
This looks freaky. Okay, I've never even heard of this until you just told me about it.
So, the story is this family was possessed.
Yeah,
and I've said this before. I always worry about people who have mental issues or abuse, like drug abuse.
Yeah,
alcohol abuse. I worry about people that may have an underlying something else going on, bad energy, whatever.
Yeah.
And nobody will believe them. And that's what kind of happened with this whole story. The church didn't believe them. The kids were being taken away. And wow. And literally, the real story, because I looked into it, the real story, there was a cop and a doctor in the room with the child who was possessed.
Uh-huh.
The child walked up the wall backwards and jumped back down. And neither one of them thought it was all that weird. Nobody could say, you know what? There's a possession going on here. They just said, kind of interesting. Let's go.
How the hell do you see that and go, oh, that's
normal? I don't know. But finally a pastor or a priest or somebody came in and did three exorcisms to get rid of this thing.
Or I wonder if you are in that situation, you see that happen. It's just so shocking. Your mind can't contemplate it. So it just kind of tampers it down. And it's just like, and almost like cognitively blocks it or something.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible, but like literally they were like, it was in the report. The police report and actually mentioned that happening.
No shit.
Yeah.
I think I remember some rumblings of this way back, of that specific thing where there were people like the cop and all that were in there. And I never really heard much more about it. Well, I'm going to have to watch this.
It's not the best movie in the world, but if you like to get a little creeped out and then you start thinking about things like, you know, could this happen to somebody? It's kind of freaky.
You know, I was just talking with Carol about this earlier. And I said, I don't get scared by movies anymore unless I just don't. Ghostly stuff honestly does not scare me. And people are probably rolling their eyes at this considering what I do, but I don't know. I'm far more afraid of human beings than ghosts.
I was just going to say the other stuff that you dive into though, the true crime stuff, that's even more brutal. Yeah. And then the question becomes again, and then I've got to sit there going, do some of these people have other underlying things going on that we don't know about?
Mm-hmm. And I always wonder that with the ghost stuff, you know, is there something there? Is it always just mental health issues that are going on? Because there's some people that just do purely evil things.
Right.
And sometimes you got to wonder, like, is there something else at play here that allows people to go to such horrible extremes? Like Lori Vallow, and, you know, melting their kids basically in their backyard and just being able to believe that they're in heaven now and this is the right thing to do because they're possessed. Like, she seems like someone, if you were to like put money on like some criminal that maybe possessed, I would say her. She's got a lot of darkness there.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to watch that. Oh, thank you for the movie suggestion. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Maria. I would like to share with you a story about my first apartment with my soon-to-be now ex-husband and my two children. This was our first apartment together. It was quite a horrific experience, to say the least. I had believed in ghosts and believed that I am sensitive my entire life. when I was little, I saw a soldier walking around my brand new, freshly built house, and smelled cigarette smoke when nobody in my house smoked cigarettes. I told my mom that I saw dead people, and she told me, like, that I was nuts. And then she started, like, making fun of me, telling me to tell them to go to the light. And I just thought, like, even when I was 10 years old, I just thought that was pretty, like, rude and ridiculous. But anyway, on about my apartment. So the first thing that we discovered, and there are a series of stories for this, so I will be calling back. I'm going to start from the beginning. The shadow thing, part one. So we were moving in, and we had been plagued by bed bugs, which we had never had before in our lives. Our neighbor, who shared the house in the smaller apartment behind us, it's a very old 1800s farmhouse. The owner of the farmhouse, my friend's father was the historian of the town that I had lived in. And we had found out that the owner, the original owner of my house, was a general, or a colonel, sorry, a colonel in the Civil War. And his name was Colonel Woods. And he had a winning fight, a winning battle. He had this strategy that helped sway for the Civil War. And I had lived in his house. The first thing that I had experienced there after the bed bug plague, which took four exterminators, and it took forever. It was very horrible. We were putting our things away into the basement. It was Halloween when we had moved in, and we were putting away our Christmas decorations into the basement, which was a dirt cellar, very creepy. And the first area of the dirt cellar, you go downstairs, and the first area, it has a couple of shelves. It's all dirt and the fuse box. And then it has a doorway into a middle area where the furnace lies. And then there's another actual wooden door into the third area, which is our neighbor's apartment and their basement area. This door we jammed shut with a brick, or a large rock. It's a very old door. There's no latch or anything on it. And there is also a door behind the furnace. It's one of those storm doors that you would pull up. Never used, never accessed, locked up tight. So the furnace, the pilot light, would very often get blown out. And I mean, we had put a tarp over this door, the storm door. And there's a second door. You open up the storm door from the floor, and there's there's a little stairway, and then there's another door, and then that's where you go into the basement. So there's I don't think it was wind that was blowing out our pilot light oh so often, but it would go out once or twice a week, or more. And we would have to call the landlord because it was a very tricky thing. And he insisted that we called him every time that we needed it fixed. So we called him every time it needed to be fixed. He would go in there and fix it. But while we were putting away our decorations, I saw this little tiny, it was like a cat, small cat though. And it just kind of darted across and was sitting in that little middle room, just within, sight, but not directly out in the open, kind of peeking. There was a lot of peeking happening at this house. And it was this little black shadow animal. That's the only, it was a little ball of smoke in the shape of an animal. It was very freaky. So I asked my husband if he had seen that, and he did. And we're wow, I wonder what that could be. Ghost cat. And we laughed and shrugged it off. And we went on with our day, and my husband, he likes to play video games. He plays video games all the time. He would play them all night long. So I would go to bed before him, and as I was getting ready for bed, I went upstairs and I went to bed. And as I was getting ready, I hear a stomp up every single stair in my house. It's just stomping, stomping, stomping up the stairs. And so aggravated, I call out because I'm waiting for him to show up in my bedroom. The kids are sleeping. It's late. I'm waiting for him to appear in my bedroom, or I'm waiting for him to, like, hear him go into the bathroom or something, and there's nothing. I hear nothing. The stomping had ended, and there was absolutely not a sound afterwards. So I called down, like, hey, why the hell are you stomping like that? Like, stop it. What are you doing? And no answer, no response. And so I start calling out his name. And like, hey, like, you can't hear me? Where are you? And I walk out and I peek into the bathroom. The bathroom light is off. Nobody's in there. And then I, like, call downstairs. It's like, hey, are you hearing me? And he comes upstairs and he goes, what are you talking about? I said, what? He goes, why are you yelling? And I said, why are you stomping up the stairs like that? The children are sleeping. What did you need? Like, why were you doing that? You're going to wake up the kids. There's no need to be stomping. The whole house can hear you. He said, what are you talking about? I was in the middle of a game. I actually just got up and walked away from it because I heard you calling for me. And I said, you didn't hear no stomping up the stairs. He said, I didn't hear anything but you calling me. And I told him exactly what I experienced, and he said, oh, that's not me. I didn't hear anything, but I had my headset on because he was talking with his friends on the video game. After that, you know, that was, like, freaky, and I had, like, I was kind of afraid to sleep upstairs by myself at night, and I really, my kids were afraid to sleep at night, and it was always a very difficult, like, bedtime was a very difficult thing because they were scared. They were scared. And I just thought, like, children are scared of the dark, you know, but they were scared.
That's the story. Thoughts on that?
Okay. You know, it's so weird. And I know we were just talking about what if something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, I think she had mentioned that soon to be ex-husband is what she said. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like whatever was going on in this location was creating issues between the two of them because she thought he was doing something. He was denying it.
Mm-hmm.
They were seeing ghost cats. And those kind of basements with the dirt floor and the opening to the outside and this room over there, those were, like, pretty normal back in the day.
Yeah.
And that's why I think so many people, you know, grew up being afraid of basements. My grandmother had one of those basements with a dirt floor. Mm-hmm. And there was a room where you first walked down and there was a pile of dirt in the corner. And then you had to go in the other room where the old washer was. The whole thing sounds creepy. But again, I start to wonder, was something else playing into their not getting along? They're arguing, all that kind of stuff.
Here's an interesting thought. And I wonder about what you have places like that where it's a dirt floor. It's literally, you know, it's open to the elements of, yep, of the earth that are right there. It's part of the earth. There's not a concrete, you know, foundation and all that. That's like most homes would have in a basement. It's literally, you know, they built it around and the foundation's on the side, but there's nothing. You could start digging and just keep digging, right, and you go into, yep, the ground. Does that affect things like that? Does that make it easier for, you know, elements like this to manifest, for things like that to get into a home, because there's nothing shielding it, I guess, physically. It's just all,
yeah, there's no yeah, barrier is what,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I you know, I kind of wonder about that because I do believe sometimes it's not the building, but it's the land and all that kind of stuff. So maybe it is amplified just because, yeah, the dirt is literally in your house.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of creepy basements like that. Creepiest basement ever, though, was it wasn't furnished or anything, but it was an unfinished basement. It was an apartment I had in Oshkosh on Bowen Street, across from the old Magic 104 building.
And there's these,
which, by the way, is for sale. I'm just telling you in case you want to buy it. It's
not
for sale.
It's not completely like just like eaten away by nature by now. I mean,
well, the windows are busted out and there's wood up on the windows, but it is for sale. I drove by it just 2 days ago.
The basement, there's all these apartment buildings and they all look identical. I think they're probably like war era. And, but all of the basements are connected. It's a huge basement, like goes almost the length of the block. And you go into one of the buildings, you can get into one of the other buildings by just walking through the basement that goes on forever. And I used to have to go do my laundry down in that basement, and I did not, there was some vibe of that place I did not like. I don't know why. I don't know if it was just like too big for a basement, but it was creepy and weird.
I think it's weird that somebody could just come up in another building because they walked underneath. It reminds me of the tunnels and stuff they would have in like mental institutions and stuff like that. Yeah.
It was kind of like that because you could just keep walking and you're in the staircase, you're in another building. It was weird. Yeah, I didn't like that one at all. There you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.